This is a Fox News alert. Searching for survivors in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony.
At approximately 1:30 a.m., a cargo ship leaving the Port of Baltimore struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This caused a catastrophic collapse of the bridge.
The video shows the whole span of the bridge just dropping into the river. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld just said,
"At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge."
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says there are upwards of 7 people in the water. That's 50 feet deep, and sonar has detected vehicles underwater.
"We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time.
We know of 2 survivors. One was not injured. Another is hospitalized in serious condition. So why did this huge cargo ship crash into that bridge on Interstate 695? Wiedefeld says it was not terrorism. Fox's Mark Meredith reports President Biden's been briefed.
The White House is saying that they have no reason to believe there was any nefarious intent. So the operating assumption that they're going on is that it was an accident or something that was not necessarily meant to happen. But whether or not that is still the case, as we've heard from these numerous press conferences this morning, simply too soon to tell.
A jailed American journalist in Russia will stay behind bars. Evan Gershkovich ordered to remain in jail at least until June 30th. He was arrested almost a year ago, accused of being a spy. The U.S. says that's not true, calling Gershkovich wrongfully detained, demanding Russia set him free. The abortion issue back at the Supreme Court, which gave states the right to ban abortions. Today's case involves a medical method.
Mifepristone is a widely used drug to end pregnancies, and its approval process is facing legal challenges. The Alliance for Defending Freedom argues the FDA removed regulations like in-person doctor visits, making it less safe for women using the pill.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The hearing in that case is in about 2 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Former President Trump will go on trial in about 3 weeks in New York. The first one out of 4 criminal cases he's dealing with. A judge set the April 15th date, denying a Trump attempt to delay or dismiss the hush money case. The former president is charged with falsifying business records related to payments made in 2016 to keep an alleged affair quiet. Now, in a Trump civil case, he got a break in the cost of appealing a fraud ruling the former president calls fake and ridiculous.
The bond went from $454 million to be paid down significantly to $175 million. The former president said that was fair, but focused on the bigger picture for him, the election. In remarks Monday, former President Trump said with the lower bond,
"I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that."
With no appellate decision,
"I'd have to start selling things.
That hurts the brand.
I became president because of the brand."
A formula he hopes will work once again. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Also in New York City, a police officer is being mourned. Jonathan Diller was shot and killed last night at a traffic stop in Queens.
After approaching the car, the suspect inside the vehicle displayed a firearm and pointed it toward the officers. Shots were fired, and one of our officers was struck.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban, the gunman was also hit in return fire, identified as Guy Rivera. Another suspect is also in custody, Lindy Jones. Both have numerous prior arrests. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling that snapped the Nasdaq's 5-day streak of gains. In the women's college basketball tournament, top regional seeds USC and Iowa advanced to the Sweet 16. So did Connecticut, Gonzaga, Indiana, Notre Dame, NC State, and UCLA. In the NBA, the league's top team, Boston, had a 9-game win streak, leading Atlanta by 30 points last night. The Celtics blew it and lost to the Hawks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Community College enrollment increasing by a little more than 5% for the spring semester this year. Third largest increase in student enrollment in the past 15 years. Officials say it outpaces the national average growth for community colleges, which saw a growth of more than 2.5% between spring 2022 and the following spring. In order to accommodate construction activity at 1103 North Neal Street, Mid-Illinois Concrete closing one eastbound lane of Bradley Avenue between Randolph Street and Neal Street. The closure will occur tomorrow between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Eastbound traffic will be reduced to one lane in the area. Drive safe in those work zones and, again, slow down. Finding a line, I headed for Boston this week to take on number 2 seed Iowa State at TD Garden on Thursday in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Number 3 seed Illini punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005 Saturday with a dominant 89-63 win over Duquesne. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good morning. 7:06 in Champaign-Urbana, scratching our heads about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. I don't know, Sawyer, if you've seen any images of that, but man.
Yeah. I was just watching that.
It was about six or seven hours ago.
And
just waking up, it's 1:30 in the morning in Baltimore, in the Baltimore Harbor, which is one of the biggest shipping container harbors we have in the United States. And this 1,000-foot cargo ship taps one of the stanchions, and the thing collapses.
Yep.
And they're looking for seven people. Can you imagine at 4:30 in the afternoon, something like that? It was just could have been worse, but they've got one in really bad condition. One guy refused treatment. This is a 140-foot drop from this bridge.
And I think part of that was under construction. I know it's really exactly where that's at, and probably been over it. Got family out there, brother-in-law and family out that way. So, and that's a major bridge and shipping route for our the country and really up and down the eastern seaboard, too.
Well, it's just number one, if there's any potential for any rescue at this point after 5 or 6 hours. Secondly, the 695 is, as you said, the main artery into Baltimore. So it's going to be a difficult, but holy cow. So
the whole thing just came down. Just
kaboom. But it's interesting to see the cargo ship up close where it completely went dark. So where they're having power issues, and to turn a ship of 1,000 foot with cargo, I think it was mostly empty though. It was headed to Sri Lanka. It's a Singapore ship. And they said that it would take 5 miles to turn that thing around.
Gotcha.
And if they dropped anchor or tried to hit reverse, which is apparently what they tried to do because there's black smoke coming out.
Yeah.
And so that means somebody hit reverse. Mm-hmm. And I heard a captain, 40-year captain, say sometimes you're all looking at the screen and nobody looks out the window.
Huh. It's exactly what Earl Finkel used to do. It's the first day I worked, walked in there to work, and you look out the window for doing weather. It pales in comparison to what happened in Baltimore.
No, that's the right idea. Sometimes it's just hard to imagine. But again, nobody's saying anything nefarious or anything here at all. It's just a sad accident, and they're sorting it out. So we'll do what we can to get any information any more we have on that. But that was news to me. 5:30 this morning. Right. It happened at 1:30 Eastern, so 12:30 Central time.
Okay.
So I dinged on my phone, but there is no, significant weather. It's kind of an easterly wind, about 12 to 14 knots, or about 15, 16 miles per hour. Manageable, nothing, that would certainly impale or impact, I would think, from my standpoint, getting through that, at least weather-wise speaking.
Yeah, no, I don't know. If you have something that big moving, even 10 knots or 15, right. You can't stop it.
Right.
You can hold the anchors
it's
you want.
It's the boat equivalent to a freight line, railroad.
Yeah, right. That takes a long time for a train to stop. All right, we check our weather with meteorologist Greg Sawyer, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you, they've got some great summer side hustles as camp counselors, as lifeguards. Right now is the time to line things up. And when it comes to camps and swimming lessons and things like that, urbanaparks.org.
All right, my friend, a little rain overnight, huh?
Yeah, the rains off to the east had some quarter to three-quarter inch amounts over a good part of east central Illinois, western Indiana. That rain is hightailing it in eastern Ohio and western PA. There's a little upper air system, some cooling up aloft, and the actual cold air wrapped around the system. Some shower activity, even a little lightning detection going off around Galesburg, west of Peoria. Then kind of a broken band of some light shower activity all the way down a little bit east of St. Louis. That stuff is coming our way and responsible for rains over the past 24 hours over the western northern end of the state at an inch to inch and a half. So some of those drier reaches west of the Illinois getting some good recharge of late. That will help. And yes, we do see a winding down of this wetter weather pattern. Get us into the early part of April will be much improved. 51 now at Willard and Savoy. Probably not much of a climb on temperatures. Should make about 55, 56, and they'll fall back in the upper 40s late this afternoon. Gusty southwesterly winds to 40 miles per hour. Again, some shower activity primarily for this morning. Mostly cloudy, windy, colder tonight, 31. Some sun tomorrow and 47. We'll pop to 57 on a southwest wind Thursday, 64 on Good Friday. Rest of the holiday weekend, 65. Maybe a little rain late Saturday. A little rain in here for late Sunday. Should be dry for sunrise services. 65 Saturday, 58 on Sunday. Morning temperatures in the 40s. Another wet weather system due in for Monday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Sold.
Yeah. Oh, boy, your heart goes out to those, what happened. I hope everybody, and hope that everybody, they find everybody safe. I mean, I just can't, it's hard to believe this happened. The pictures are devastating.
We're going to continue to work in partnership with every part of government to do everything that we can to get us through the other side of this tragedy. We have to be thinking about the families and people impacted, folks who we have to try to find and save.
We believe at this point we may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have. We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface, as well as on the deck of the ship itself.
There's at least 7 people now that they're looking for as this mass casualty event, as it's being described, is playing out with the rescue folks. With the sun coming up, it will be easier to conduct these rescue efforts, although the conditions, the elements, still very cold in the 30s here in the air, in the high 40s in the water, and they're going to be navigating, obviously, a tremendous amount of debris in the water.
Yeah, it was Griff Jenkins, Fox
News.
Yeah, it's just, it topples down.
We just saw it on Fox on the breaking news story and how this, you know, it's essentially a barge that stacked up and just ran right into that stanchion.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like very quickly, just kind of 10 knots, maybe 5 knots.
Right, right.
And the black smoke indicates somebody hit reverse.
I see.
But you can't stop something like that. Very quickly, obviously, with all the weight, and it's the size of a cruise ship. It's 1,000 feet long.
You know, this happened in Minnesota probably 10, 20 years ago. My nephew, Austin, went to school at Purdue for a construction degree in engineering, and your father was such a good, brilliant guy when it comes to bridge construction. And, you know, things do get old and start to wear and decay, but it looks like this is totally the barge's fault. It's not like steel or something has decayed or whatever, has worn down.
We have a lot of infrastructure issues, there's no question, but
right.
This is a 1,000-foot barge.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely you're hitting one of the stanchions. You know, if there is a blessing, this isn't 3 in the afternoon, because it's 1:30 in the morning, probably the least traffic on the Baltimore
I-695. Yeah,
695.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's still in the water. It's the cargo ship hasn't moved. Nobody on the cargo ship was hurt. But if you fell 140 feet, that could kill you in itself. That's 14 stories. And then the water's 40 some degrees, so you have, you know, you could survive for a while.
But, right, still searching for 7 people.
Yeah, and there might have been a car or two, or they right before it hit the bridge. You could see a few vehicles, but not very many. I mean, it's 1:30 in the morning, so clearly it looks totally accidental. Mm-hmm. How it happened, they'll do the investigation. But, you're just leaving the harbor. You're probably not too tired. You're just starting out. You're going to Sri Lanka.
Right.
It's a long trip.
That's right.
So in any event, it's...
But it is odd that you see this ship is dark. Like maybe there was a power issue.
Yeah, I don't know. In any event, if it's headed toward that thing, you're not stopping. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that on course from the get-go. So, all right, more on as we go. If you're just getting up, it's a cargo ship hit the Baltimore Bridge. It is essentially the 695, which is the main thoroughfare there. So you can imagine the mess it is in Baltimore this morning, rerouting folks. But 7 is bad, but it's not what it could have been, for sure, if it had been an afternoon accident. All right, it is 7:15. We have a Stever I'll tell you about this morning. We have Brad Underwood that I got from ESPN. Brad's doing all the national stuff now.
Yes. In fact, I made an inquiry for him to appear on our show, Stevie.
Well, way to go.
My reaction was from the his people was, really, Diane? Really? Now?
Well, because, you know, you can do the hometown people anytime.
I know.
But very rarely.
And we have had some great moments with Brad this season.
Very rarely does all the national people.
I know.
Yeah. All right, let's check your sports headlines.
Well, the 21-ranked Fighting Illini men's golf team overcame a slow start in round one at the Duck Invitational to finish Monday's second round to tie a top team leaderboard with host Oregon at the Eugene Country Club. Illinois opened the day with a team score of 10 over 294 to sit in a tie for 10th after 18 holes, but the Orange and Blue responded in a big way during the afternoon round by posting the day's lowest score at 6 under 278.
I'd like to see the halftime talk from Mike Small.
Okay.
Really, because he doesn't necessarily tolerate bad play, and I don't know what would have happened to make them go plus 10 to minus 6.
Right. I mean, they vaulted up 9 spots on the leaderboard to tie for first.
Well, they just
18 holes remaining today.
Got their head in the game.
Yes.
So something must have been a little off, but they got back on track. So good for them.
And Jackson Buchanan pacing the team. He is a junior, so he could be back. Our Illinois golf, it always amazes me the kind of work that our coach Mike Small does too with our team. And you mentioned Illinois and Iowa State, of course, Thursday, 9:09, in case you still are trying to make adjustments and maybe take a nap earlier Thursday and can wait until the
game's late. And it'll be, it isn't the fact that it will be over by 11:30. It's the fact that we're not going to be able to go to sleep at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Win or lose. Lose, you're bummed. Win, you're fired up.
Yes.
So anyway, don't count on ace production Friday at your workplace. It's just going to be a little slow. People are already talking about it's going to be a long day at work Friday.
Right. So, but we'll have a little mo if we win.
If we win. A little down right. A little dauber right. Down. Dauber down if we lose. And it's Iowa State is a 2-point favorite, so it's a coin flip game. And if a couple things go our way, we win. If they don't, we lose.
Our Illinois women will be in Tulsa earlier in the day. So, or at least we think. I don't think that's going to be a 9 or 10 o'clock game for them. But they did say in the evening. Women's basketball has been trending with Iowa beating West Virginia yesterday, 64-54. And Caitlin Clark adding 32 points in that game.
It's their last game in Iowa City.
Okay.
So they're sold out and they had striped the hall kind of thing.
Okay.
There won't ever be anything like that for, you know, she's first. She's transformed the women's game. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and technically speaking, she can come back, right?
Nah, she's going pro.
Oh, she is.
She's going pro. She's, you know, I suppose they're going to have to be able to afford her. If she's making $800,000 at Iowa's NIL, I think it's a multi-million. Have to be.
Right.
She's going to draw people. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. They're concerned about the health of community members across the region. If you're looking for an opportunity for growth and want to consider, visit carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida and Champaign and Bananas. Saturday is still in the midst of this storm system, continuing to generate a wide and expansive shield of moisture. A little more scattered, random nature, though, to rainfall here across Eastern Florida and the Twin Cities. Snows up through the northern plains. Heavier rains into the lower Great Lakes region will likely do it all over again early next week. Temperatures will slowly fall back into the 40s late this afternoon and evening time. Gusty southwesterly winds to 40 miles per hour. Some shower activity, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, even a stray shower this afternoon. Blustery, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, colder and 47. We'll bottom out a little below freezing tomorrow night. Sunshine gets us back to 57 for the day on Thursday. Friday, milder, up to 64. Then over the weekend, some spotty shower activity on Saturday. The high near 65, maybe a little rain late in the day, Easter Sunday at 58, back into showers and thunderstorms here on Monday in the 60s. We'll cool back in the 50s with some dry time Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bitcoin topped $71,000 this morning, its highest level since March 13th. Truth Social's parent company, Trump Media and Technology Group, begins trading today on the NASDAQ. Former President Trump is its largest shareholder, though there is a six-month restriction on his shares. The company board would need to grant him a waiver if he wants to sell or borrow against the stock. Moderna shares are higher after it reported a higher immune response from a new version of its COVID-19 vaccine. Krispy Kreme shares are up 12% after it expanded its partnership with McDonald's. Its donuts will be available at all McDonald's locations by the end of 2026. The partnership's expected to more than double the locations where Krispy Kreme donuts are available. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. Cue Elvis. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. That's Mike Turner, controller at...
Nice. Nicely done.
Carpet Weavers. Okay, so how was it?
We had a great time. As I mentioned to you, a bunch of guys from my graduating class of 83 get together every year for the first weekend of March Madness. And obviously a bunch of Illinois fans in the crowd, and they had... a nice, exciting weekend.
Yep, all right. So, pretty fun, particularly when the Illini won the way they won. Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't expecting to have the easy button, but that was really great. I really enjoyed it.
That was a very enjoyable game, and just Iowa State's got to be, shaking in the boots a little bit, I think. So
what are the odds, though? Ken Pom... rankings, it came out yesterday morning, Iowa State's the number one defense in college basketball. Wow. And Illinois now the number one offense in college basketball. That's just unusual to have.
That is.
Have that going on. Yeah, all right, so they're trying to do everything they can to stop our stuff, and we're going to try and guard as well as score. But, Mike, these things come down to very small nuances of who wins this game. Right? I mean, it's make a free throw, hold on to the ball.
Exactly.
What time do you think you'll get to sleep Thursday into Friday morning? It's a 10:09. What the world?
I know.
They're school children, people. They go to school the next day. Come on, man.
Well, it's that time of year that you got to deal with those things, especially when they've made it this far for the first time in obviously a long, long time. So I think the school children will be okay.
All right. That's Mike Turner, Carpet Weavers. They're right there on Market View Drive in Champaign. It's
616 West Market View in Champaign.
Yep. And if you want flooring, furniture, get some tile for the bathroom, mm-hmm. what you're thinking, they can take care of that for you.
They sure can.
And so we have an offer. Well, I will help you get something going. And so if you have a project and you're saying, yeah, it's maybe a way, I'm going to give $1,000 to somebody today that spends at least $2,000. So if there's a $2,500 carpet job you have in mind, it'd be $1,500. So might be a chance to kind of nudge you to say, man, I'm not going to beat that. I'm not finding that in fistful of dollars, for crying out loud. This is $1,000 bill.
Right.
So it's available, and your people go through the whole process with them and help them figure it out, because there's a lot of figuring out sometimes on projects, aren't there, Mike?
Besides the Stever winner, we've got our big anniversary sale going on now with a lot of featured items from our friends at Mohawk. So we want somebody to get this Stever, but everybody else come check that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So if you're interested and you would say, I'd love to be considered for this, then you text in Carpet Weavers to 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. So you can do that now if you'd like, and we'll probably get it up on Go Stever. It's not up yet. But anyway, an opportunity. I know, $1,000, but you got to spend a minimum of $2,000. So it's like if it's $2,000, it's 50% off.
Right.
What the heck? All right, so is Vegas crowded?
It was crowded, but again, the weren't down on the strip too much, although I did go see the Knights play hockey on Thursday night and missed a few of the games then, but it was crowded, but we were away from the strip, so didn't get a full.
You were downtown on Fremont or something?
No. His home's up in Summerlin, so we were quite a ways away from the strip for a majority of the time.
That's the way to do it.
That's right. Maybe you want to share that address. I'd go up and see him or something.
We're a bunch of old men. We don't need to be on the strip.
Okay. Well,
so. That's good stuff. All right. Well, we'll do our Stever. We'll root for the Illini. Well, we won't call you early Friday morning. How about all that?
That's right. That's right. Although you can. You'll be up. We'll be celebrating that victory.
All right, Mike Turner. We'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's the controller at Carpet Weavers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carpet Weavers anniversary sale going on now. That's a good one.
Great deals on Mohawk.
Mohawk's good. We and have Mohawk in the basement.
Oh, it's you
good,
do?
Good carpeting.
Yeah. Flooring and Furniture Gallery, of course, at 616 West Market View in Champaign.
Okay. And again, Carpet Weavers, text that to 217-359-2255. $1,000 off a $2,000 spend. A minimum $2,000 spend, I give $1,000. Just like that.
Hmm.
Okay, we got the news coming up, and then I want to play clips from the Brad Underwood. Brad said some really cool things on ESPN National. He did a radio interview. Michelle Smallman is a University of Illinois graduate.
Yes.
And obviously a huge fan, so Illinois gets a lot of national attention because Michelle. And we interviewed her, a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And really cool. She was here, of course, during the 05 season. So what the heck? She left pretty fired up if she covered, you know, Darren Williams and D. Brown and the gang from 05, which was an amazing year.
Yes.
So anyway, so she loves Brad Underwood. It's a really good interview. We'll play clips from it here coming up so you don't miss that. Team leaves later today. They fly to Boston, getting ready to go for the late Thursday night game with Iowa State.
Okay.
7:29.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Rescue crews are searching a river in Baltimore where a container ship crashed into and took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge.
Maryland State Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld. Two rescues are reported, one person in serious condition. The fire chief suggests maybe seven people are missing, but that number could change. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to announce a running mate today for his independent presidential campaign.
Several names have been floated as a possible VP pick, and the campaign has confirmed two of those on the shortlist, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former pro wrestler and Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura. Another name rumored to be under consideration, California-based attorney and mega donor Nicole Shanahan.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The announcement's happening at an event in Oakland, California. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, in order to accommodate construction activity at 1103 North Neal Street, Mid-Illinois Concrete closing one eastbound lane of Bradley Avenue between Randolph Street and Neal Street. The closure occurs tomorrow between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting, drive safe in construction zones. The Champaign Unit for School Board began a conversation on how their recently implemented transportation reimbursement program has not been working as well as they hoped. Along with the School of Choice change last year, Unit 4 began a system that reimbursed parents based on mileage that drove their kids to school rather than have them take the bus. Fighting Illini headed to Boston this week to take on number 2 seed Iowa State at TD Garden Thursday in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Number 3 seed Illini punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005. That happened on Saturday with a dominant 89-63 win over Duquesne. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Our weather with Greg Solier being brought to you this morning by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvement, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Got a project? Visit KramerSiding.com.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. Free sun for all. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Most of the organized rains of yesterday. Well off to the north and east of us. Still a stout wind pattern. New activity in the form of scattered showers. A couple of thunderstorms making their way across the western end of the state. They'll be in here as the morning wears on. Meanwhile, winter storm conditions through the upper Midwest, western Great Lakes region. A bit of a break in this active weather pattern over the end part of the week. And by early next week, we're back into the thick of it with more widespread rains. Temperatures for the day today into the 50s. They'll fall back in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon, though, and towards evening time with southwesterly winds gusting still to 40 to 45 miles per hour. That wind will diminish here slowly later on tonight, down to a colder low of 31. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 47. Back into the 50s with sunshine Thursday, 64 on Good Friday and over the Easter holiday weekend. What's left of it, 65. Stray shower chance Saturday. Some rain late in the day on Sunday. Easter high, 58. Showers and thunderstorms Monday next week. We pop back into the 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
What's going on at the Champaign School Board?
Yeah.
They walked out last night. Amy Armstrong and Betsy Holder walked out of the meeting saying this wasn't supposed to be on the agenda. What's up?
Right. And they had made, I think, three requests for the vice president or some kind of position to be on the agenda to look into that. And I even heard, you know, pending legal issues and things like that. So there's some issues with Unit 4 School Board.
Two board members forced meeting cancellation. News Gazette this morning. Jeff D'Alessio, a month that has seen two Champaign School Board members resign in frustration, and a popular elementary assistant principal transferred 2 days after filing a discrimination complaint against the district. Took another turn for the unexpected Monday night. A regular school board meeting called off before it even started. Amy Armstrong said she'd asked twice in the past 6 days, once in a meeting, then again in a Monday morning email to President Gianna Baker, that the item calling for the special election of the new board vice president be tabled until the board was back at full strength. And Baker declined to pull it at the start of Monday's meeting. Armstrong got up and walked out, followed by fellow member and attorney Betsy Holder. With only three members left at the Mellon Administrative Center, Baker, Heather Vasquez, and Bruce Brown, the meeting called off for lack of a quorum. Not enough people. Echoing comments made by Holder, an attorney who has criticized the district's lack of transparency and turned to the Freedom of Information Act in an effort to access an itemized breakdown of its legal bills. Why would they not give them itemization of legal bills? Anyway, will not approve this agenda, will not participate in this meeting or any other until pressing legal matters this board facing are addressed. What a mess. Jamar Brown and Mark Thies left, resigned from the board earlier in March, earlier this month. Less than a year.
Obviously.
After being elected.
They're looking to recruit new school board members, but right now...
Who? Can I see a show of one hand on the wheel and one in the air? Okay, anybody? Nobody. That just sounds like a mess.
Right.
All right, so that's Unit 4 Champaign Schools.
We always take your insight, too, at 217-359-2255 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. So if you have some insight or input, and anybody who's serving any kind of office, whether it's school board or a library board or you're organizing a festival or you know, you're on a village board, I just appreciate you taking the time to step up, because oftentimes that's a non-paying position and you're volunteering your time.
Hey, most of the time. School board get paid? If it is, it's not much.
Right.
Okay, Brad Underwood is hot. Everybody wants to talk to Brad Underwood. All the national people. You hear the press room. So-and-so Chicago Tribune. So-and-so ESPN. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these are the big dogs who are out now.
That's
this
right.
Sweet 16. So yesterday on Unsportsmanlike, the name of the morning show on ESPN, they had Brad on. Michelle Smallman is an Illinois grad.
Yeah, we've had her on the air here at ESPN 93.5.
And Evan Cohen, who's a Wisconsin grad. So they had a little wager on the Big Ten title game.
Right.
This is yesterday morning with Brad Underwood, Evan Cohen, and Michelle Smallman on ESPN's morning show, Unsportsmanlike.
Virginia team is gone. You're Illini team. Last one standing on this show.
And boy, am I proud.
Yeah,
I am proud of my school. I am proud of my coach. The fact that they advanced to the Sweet 16, I mean, it's the first time since 2005. This is a big deal for Illinois. They've had a lot of talent, a lot of success.
They never advanced to the Sweet 16 with, like,
no,
some of the other great teams that they had? I didn't even realize that.
I believe it since 2005.
That is remarkable. Well, you are an Illinois grad. You love your school. You love your head coach. And what's not to love right now as they're in the Sweet 16?
Hey, this is national radio. This is great. These are all the Porto people, the 2,000 kids that want to. Illinois's got to be a really hot spot. A
little buzz.
Yeah.
The Fighting Illini, they are going up against Iowa State in the East region in Boston. Smalls.
Yes, they are. Do we have coach with us?
We
is
do.
He here? Okay. Well, I am so pleased to welcome to the show the head coach of one of the most exciting teams in college basketball right now, Illinois Fighting Illini. They advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005 after a dominant performance over Duquesne. Coach Underwood, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I know you're very busy with prep work for Iowa State. But my first question for you, coach, are you as upset with the 10 p.m. Eastern time tip-off as I am for your Sweet 16 matchup versus Iowa State?
Well, Michelle, first of all, ILL.
I, coach. And,
absolutely. And, yeah, I'm usually in bed like 2 hours, you know, by then. I mean, last night I was so tired when we got home, I was in bed at 8 o'clock. So I feel like a power nap about mid-afternoon is going to be a big part of getting through the 10-10 start.
Yeah, that's going to be rough. And how do you prepare your team for that late of a start? Because they have their game day routine, their rhythm. That has to be a little bit disruptive for them as well, no?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too bad. I think if we can't get up for a Sweet 16 game, no matter what time it's played, then we've got bigger issues. But I get it. It's East Coast. It's prime time, and you know, we'll figure it out.
Well, Coach, obviously, we got Michelle here, who's a huge Illinois fan as a grad. I'm a Wisconsin grad, so this is a little bit odd for me. But congratulations, obviously, on a great run so far. For those who haven't seen your team play, why is Illinois still alive in the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I think we've got a unique team. I think we're number one in the country right now offensively. I think we've got a bunch of guys who can really score. We're a little bit of a different team in terms of we don't play what you would consider a traditional point guard. We're a team that really starts five power forwards. We play booty ball. You know, we're not a team that, you know, is get the ball side to side to side. We're a little different than that. We're very fast in transition. Terrence Shannon has been electric. So, we've got some guys who can really score, and for most of the year have been really good defensively. So, yeah, we've been able to survive because of those things.
Yeah, well, Brad, this is from yesterday. Brad Underwood on the national radio, ESPN, and it's good. He's got some good stuff here coming up here in a second. But yeah, they hooked him up. It sounds like he's in studio, but they got like an ISDN or some kind of a tie line. Anyway, yeah. They've got capabilities. To do that, and so it sounds really, really good with him on that quality line there. Okay, they continue?
Coach, I was at a watch party over the weekend in New York City.
This is a really nice way to say, why haven't you done this before? Listen how Michelle phrases it. I thought it was really, really good.
A bunch of Illinois grads there, and we were having this conversation, and I would love to bring you into it as the expert in this subject matter. But you've had so much talent during your time at Illinois. You've had a lot of teams that were worthy of being in this position, but it just feels different this year. What is different about this team to get to the Sweet 16 compared to a lot of the other talented teams you've had in years past?
In other words, why haven't you done this before? You had Kofi and Iowa. What's the deal? She said, what's different about this team? Questioning 101, very well done.
Yeah, Michelle, we had the team that was a one seed with Iowa DeSumo, who's having a great pro career, Kofi Coburn. But I think the one thing that's this team's deep, we're really old. I think one of the challenges that team had was we had not been in the tournament in years, and that team didn't understand maybe what I term the abruptness of the end. If you play bad, you go home, and that team was lacking in experience. You know, this team's older. This team has a great connectivity. They're really, really good people. You enjoy being around them, and they have a lot of fun. And then I think we're very diverse. I think we can play a lot of different ways. We can play really big. We can put five out shooting around there. We can play in the half court if you want to, or we can play really fast. So that's something we've really tried to work hard on in the recruiting process, is being a little more diverse as we move into postseason play.
Along with Fighting Illini alum Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, here on Unsportsmanlike with Brad Underwood, the head coach at Illinois. You mentioned really old. That's where I was going to go. It's such an interesting thing. Hawkins on your team, Shannon, these are big-time contributors that are really old. I say old like they're a million years younger than us. But that has become a trend in college basketball. Is that the goal now, to get as old and eligible as possible in your
sport? Listen to what he says.
Sport?
Yes.
Just
in a short answer.
That's it, all we needed to hear.
Very simply, yes. The COVID year, when they gave everybody that extra year, you've got the widest discrepancy ever in college sports in terms of you've got sixth and seventh year guys now that are playing. They're 25 years old, playing against 18-year-olds. The experience factor, it's very hard to find freshmen that are good enough to help you win. They're good enough to play, but are they good enough to help you win? And so it's really challenging that way. You know, we get a young man in Marcus Demosk who comes from Southern Illinois, who's a 2,000-point scorer. You know, and he's a guy that has seen everything. And so his experience, his, you know, 4 years in the weight room, all of that stuff just leads to a wide discrepancy in terms of youth versus age.
Coach, you also mentioned one of the characteristics of this team is the fun that you're having. So I want to talk about some of the fun viral moments that Illinois has had so far in the tournament. The super soakers, the synchronicity with the pushing of the chairs and the handshakes. How much fun is this team having right now?
I think that this is a cool answer, and I've never heard him say this in any way, shape, or form. Brad Underwood on national radio yesterday on ESPN.
Well, that's, I think, the whole key. And I think I've surrounded myself with a bunch of young guys, younger guys on my staff that have helped me not be so serious. And, we could be third graders at times, you know, the super soaker water gun fight and getting doused with water. And, you know, it's pretty cool to walk in the locker room after doing an interview and somebody's handing you a super soaker and goggles. And, instead of getting the bath all the time, it was nice to be able to, return the favor. But, we got to have fun. Marcus DeMoss, Coleman Hawkins, they've started the handshake deal line and pushing the chairs in. And it's just having fun. I mean, they're young men, but they're kids at heart, and they're having fun with an unbelievable experience and something they'll never forget. And I told them before this all started, the one thing I wanted them to do was when they reconvene in 20 years and 25 years or whenever it is, and they bring everybody back here for reunion, I want them to talk about how much fun they had, and not just the wins, but how much fun they had, and remember those moments.
Coach, because of the nature of the sport now, which is ridiculous that the NCAA opened up the transfer window before the actual season ends here, do you simultaneously have to worry about this year's team and next year's team?
Yeah, this is good, too, about having to deal with a portal during this?
I'm worrying about this year's team. My staff can worry about next year's team. They actually called me yesterday, one of my staff members, and asked me about somebody in the portal, and I told him to leave me alone. I was going to take a nap. this is insane doing it at this time of year, in my opinion. I know there's no probably perfect calendar time, but, we've got people monitoring the portal constantly. And, we're not oblivious to the fact that there's a lot of kids in it already. We're not going to relinquish this moment and the great, timing that we're in with Illinois basketball and what this team is. I've said it, this team is special. This team's fun. I've enjoyed coaching this team more than any team I've had. I'm gonna really try to embrace the moment and live it with these guys.
Well, up next, Coach, you have a tough matchup versus the 2 seed in Iowa State. Early in probably the scouting of this team as you get ready for Thursday, but what can you tell us about what you're prepared for that matchup?
Yeah, it's a rock fight. They're so good defensively. They're very handsy. They're very athletic. They've done an unbelievable job. TJ's just built that thing into a dynasty almost in terms of what he's doing. The defensive side, they're very, very talented. They're aggressive, and they've got a great point guard. So. It's easy to see why they won the tournament. It's easy to see why they're a 2 seed, and we're gonna have to play extremely well to win.
Coach Underwood, let's finish with this. If you guys
listen to this, this is funny. This is so funny.
End up in the Final Four. Can Michelle Smallman join you? Can we get her on the team plane? I mean, can we get, like, how do we get her there as the most prominent Illini grad on ESPN?
Michelle, you're in. You've got a seat on the charter. We'll get you a hotel room. Absolutely.
Yes.
You find a way to get to Champaign. We'll make sure you're on the charter. We'll get you taken care of. We'll get you all decked out and all the new orange gear that you need.
Yes.
And we'd love to have you.
That would be a dream come true. I've already looked up flights to Phoenix Coast.
You don't have to worry about
that's
that.
That's how much I believe in you, and I believe in this team. So go out there and go get them on Thursday.
Just get to Champaign, and we'll throw you on the charter.
Wild horses will not stop me.
That's pretty good. That's on yesterday's show.
That would be awesome. That would be
pretty cool.
Oh, and, my goodness.
He didn't say plus one, but I'm sure she'll be able to bring a friend, right?
I mean...
Yeah,
it could have been just her. I don't know.
Well, she'll go. I mean, she is a big Illini fan.
I know.
Anyway, that was fun. That was Brad Underwood yesterday on national radio and ESPN National. And so if you're in the portal, like, did you hear Rutgers guy is in the portal?
Mm.
Cliff? Brad just calls him Cliff.
Okay.
6'10".
Should I be looking this up?
Center. Well, Kansas wants him. Kentucky wants everybody. I think Illinois is the only one that's really reached out. Cliff, former Oregon guy. But he's a load. Heck yeah. We take Cliff. But I'd never heard Brad say we essentially start five power forwards. So... okay, there you are.
Is it Omoriru?
Yeah, that's him.
But Omoriru.
6'10", athletic, and everybody wants him.
Okay.
6'11".
And he's 22.
Athletic, and everybody wants him.
Exactly.
And he knows how it is to play in Champaign, so he has a taste of that. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they got to figure out, all right, what kind of character does he have? What kind of guy is he?
Right. Will he be a good fit?
It's just so hard to simulate what we have now. It's just hard to know till they get here, right?
That's right.
All right, we check our weather on ESPN 93.5. Our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer, he said, what did he say, about 3/4 of an inch max around here yesterday, the last 24 hours.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Ben Anvis. Saturday is still in the midst of this storm system, continuing to generate a wide and expansive shield of moisture. A little more scattered, random nature, though, to rainfall here across East Central Illinois, the Twin Cities. Snows up through the northern plains. Heavier rains into the lower Great Lakes region will likely do it all over again early next week. Temperatures will slowly fall back into the 40s late this afternoon and evening time. Gusty southwesterly winds to 40 miles per hour. Some shower activity, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, even a stray shower this afternoon. Blustery, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, colder and 47. We'll bottom out a little below freezing tomorrow night. Sunshine gets us back to 57 for the day on Thursday. Friday, milder, up to 64. Then over the weekend, some spotty shower activity on Saturday, the high near 65. Maybe a little rain late in the day, Easter Sunday at 58. Back into showers and thunderstorms here on Monday in the 60s. We'll cool back in the 50s with some dry time Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Sawyer.
Well, we talked to Dr. Todd. He's a veterinarian. Todd Likens. There's the boofer trying to get paid today with his appearance. I hear boof in the background. There he is, Todd.
Yeah, he's already telling people coming in where the treat dispenser is.
Yeah, there's a treat dispenser, and Boof knows where it's located.
I see.
So he boofed at me last night when I stopped by. There he is. And he does that all the time.
I see.
Boof. He didn't see. He's so efficient. You don't really see his jaw. It's like a ventriloquist. It's amazing.
He's actually laying down looking at it and boofing. It's like it's too much energy to stand up.
All right, so Dr. Todd has seen some anemia from too many flea bites. Leptospirosis? Risk? What is that?
Leptospirosis? That was my test to see if you could do that word. I just wanted to see if you could say leptospirosis.
Yeah.
So
can't spell it. Can't. I don't know what it is. So there you go.
Lepto. That's what you. That's
lepto.
How you spell.
All right.
That's a good way to call. So anybody don't know what you're talking about when we say lepto. Okay, we can start there. It's spring, so we're starting to see people outside, and that brings the parasites and other type outdoor type things. Lepto is something that we have a vaccine for that put in dogs that. A lot of people don't do it, and here's your risk factor you're taking. It's an organism that looks like a corkscrew, and it's in water. So we see it like your dog goes out, steps in a mud puddle, then licks his feet later, he takes the organism in, and it rotavirus through your kidneys and your liver, and you really don't notice it until it gets to be, you know, the liver's really dangerous, and we got issues. Easily treated, easily prevented with the vaccine, but it's something that's common here in Illinois. So
it's not talked about a lot because it's slow and people aren't really thinking about it at all. And next thing you know, it's like, gosh, my dog's lost weight. So you got to be on guard for that because it's springtime and they're outside more.
Okay, but you see it. You see it around here, huh?
Yeah, before the vaccine, I think I had one year, I counted up, I had 40 cases. Oof, in just my practice, of which like 15 of them died. So, man, it's easily killed with an antibiotic.
Okay.
But it's by the time you get to the stage where it's noticed, it's late.
Yeah.
Is there a test or something?
Yeah, there is a test we can do. We need urine. We look for that. I don't like to scare people, but it is a zoonotic disease, which means it can go to people. Very rare, but there are stories out there of it. I think we had a triathlon of Lake Decatur years back, and several people got it from swimming in Lake Decatur. So I know of another incident where somebody was on vacation in a Caribbean island, and they got lepto and actually were in renal failure before they figured out what was going on. So it happens in people, too. Rarely, though. So I don't want to scare people with that, but it can happen.
Okay. But the weight loss is an indication something's wrong, right?
Weight loss, yeah, they're off. And that's your big marker. If it doesn't feel right, let me check it out. If your dog's vaccinated, it could be much more comfortable.
Yeah, right. Okay, we learned something new here today.
Mm-hmm.
And
my flea warning, yes.
The flea warning, but you can do something for fleas now, finally.
Right. That's why I just want to get everybody aware. It's happening already. Just yesterday, I had a kitty that the fleas were high enough numbers on the kitten that they're sucking the blood out, making them anemic. And in the past, I've had kitties die from this. From just the anemia these parasites can cause. And with a kitten, yes, you can put stuff on, but you got to read labels because certain products out there are too strong for kittens. And they'll say they got to be 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's other things you can do, but just be aware that fleas are out there and can cause problems, especially in weak or young animals.
Okay, good info here, Todd. Well, how can people find you, get hold of you? I know texting is your preferred way.
Absolutely, and we're a little slow right now. Taylor's writing a 30-page paper so she can graduate. So we're at 217-355-5051. I know, degree number 2 going to be down the tubes here.
Nice.
Real soon.
Wow, good for her. Way to go, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Todd, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
I bet you. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby and Champaign. It is 7:57, our Stever offer. I'm giving out $1,000 to one person if you have a $2,000 minimum spend at Carpet Weavers. It might be flooring. It might be a nice big old hunker couch if you want. They do some furniture.
Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
Yep, if you want to go there on Market View and take a look around. But somebody's going to get a $1,000 bill from me today when you spend 2. So if you have a project and you've been holding off, you're not going to get a better deal than this.
What are we texting to 359-2255?
Carpet Weavers.
Okay.
2 words.
Easy enough. And gostever.com. Of course, we love you to be a member because there's so many terrific offers.
Yep. And it only members of this only members deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is free. All right. We finally settled on the Cub. I'm sorry. We finally settled on the Cardinal trip.
Okay.
We are going on a Cardinal bus trip on June 22nd.
Awesome.
It is a Saturday.
6:22.
Yep. This is a suite only, so it's kind of expensive.
Right.
It's more expensive this year because it's a weekend.
It's a weekend trip, the tickets are higher.
If I could figure out how to be a headhunter, the Stevie J Headhunter Club, and go find people, employees that'll stay, I'd be rich.
And that's the case for bus drivers, tour bus drivers.
They got buses. They don't have drivers. And so I don't know. I don't know what happened. But somebody just tell me what happened to the workforce.
Tour bus drivers. That's tough. Making those corners in St. Louis.
Not interested. That's why I'm
holding my breath.
I know. Some
like
people,
it helps.
Or you're taking the 8th grade trip to Washington. I'm not doing the job. That's okay, I'm just saying that they need people.
They do.
Anyway, we are looking forward to that. June 22nd, your key captain will be Diane Ducey.
Hey,
that'll
I'm
be
there
fun.
For you.
Yep, and it's 1:15, so it's one of those leave at 9,
right.
By 8, kind of 7 or 8, something like that. Weekend game. It's against the San Francisco Giants.
I was just looking that up.
San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. So if you want us to reach out to you with details, you can text in bus.
Okay.
And then we'll know you have some interest in joining us June 22nd. Saturday makes it a little more available to everybody.
Yes.
And everybody will be in the same suite. It's what we did last year, if you went last year, and somebody enjoyed that. Park in the bus parking. We spent $100 on that,
mm-hmm.
just so the bus is close to the door.
Yes.
You walk up the ramp and you're at your suite.
You are.
All the food and drinks you want.
It's awesome.
It really is fun.
A great experience.
Yep. All right. So text bus if you want info on that. We'll reach out with the details and give you a shot at. I'm contacting everybody that went last year.
Right.
They kind of got first dibs.
Okay.
But they'll have to decide pretty quickly because it's going to fill up. Okay, the news is coming up next on this Tuesday morning. It is March. I have no idea.
Of course, on
March 26th.
All right. And the season MLB
You're
gets out of the gate
to
soon.
WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.